This podcast was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local podcasts, go on our website freshfm.net or download the accessmedia.nz app.
Kia ora e te whānau, tēnā koutou e te kura o Aorere. Nō mā ki te mātou karapu I rirangi.
Ko Caleb aho.
Ko Seth aho.
Ko Skylar aho.
Kia ora everyone from Radio Club at Collingwood Area School. I'm Caleb.
I'm Seth.
And I'm Skylar.
Over the next hour, we'll be presenting a fun and interesting mix of music, information, interviews and trivia to entertain and inform you. Today's show is coming to you from our very own studio at Collingwood Area School, Te Kura Aorere.
Aorere.
So today, people, we have a very special show.
Very special show that
Disney! I didn't
know. Oh, that was very loud. I think we...
Yeah, okay, so we're doing like a Disney-related show because I thought it would be a good idea.
And Disney is like one of my favorite things in the whole world.
Adults find it cringe.
Yeah, so we're probably not going to have as much listeners right now.
That's nope. Too bad, I guess.
Anyway, so they have like only Disney music during this show. And like
we're
going to
do
Disney
a Disney quiz and Disney chats. It's going to be like awesome.
Skylar's super hyped about it. Okay. So if you hate Disney, stop listening now.
Or don't, and just, like, get over it.
Maybe we'll
try that, maybe.
At least we don't have ads in that show. Disney ads?
Colors of the Wind from She's laughing at Pocahontas by Judy Kuhn.
Good job. You tried.
Enjoy!
Savage, and you've been so many places, I guess it must be so, but still I cannot see if the savage one is me. How can there be so much that you don't know? You don't know. Land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name. You think the only people who are people are the people who look and think like you. But if you walk the footsteps of a stranger, you'll learn things you never knew, you never knew. Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? Or asked the grinning bobcat why he grinned? Can you sing with all the voices of the mountain? Can you paint with all the colors of the wind?
I can see what's happening.
What?
And they don't have a clue.
Who?
They'll fall in love, and here's the bottom line. Our trio's down to two.
Oh.
The sweet caress of twilight. There's magic everywhere. And with all this romantic atmosphere, disaster's in the air.
Things to tell her, but how to make her see the truth about my past? Impossible. She'd turn away from me.
He's holding back, he's hiding, but what I can't decide. Why won't he be the king I know he is, the king I see inside?
Falls in love tonight, it can be assumed
his carefree days with us are history.
In short, our pal is doomed.
That song was Can You Feel the Love Tonight from The Lion King by Joseph Williams, Sally Warsky, Nathan Lane. Do I have to name all of them?
Yep, every single one.
Ernie, Sabella, Christy Edwards.
Good job.
Yeah.
That took you 20 seconds.
This is Crystal.
Crystal Edwards, not Christy. I knew that.
Anyway, so what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about what's your guys' favorite Disney movies.
Mine's probably Aladdin.
Aladdin, why is Aladdin your favorite?
I don't know. I haven't seen very
Frozen.
Many movies.
That's mine. Because then my computer frozes, and then I can go watch Frozen 2, but then my TV will be Frozen 2. Wait.
It's a meme.
That's funny.
It's not.
What's yours, Scar?
Probably The Lion King.
Yeah, I knew
that's good.
Probably.
Yeah, cute and Matilda.
Or maybe Tangled. Wait, Tangled is really good, too.
Do I saw the first 10 minutes of it, so, but then I went to play Minecraft.
Good boy.
Are you going to speak?
Hey, Natalie.
No.
What's your favourite movie?
No.
She's saying no.
It's a pretty good movie.
Wait, is Shrek part of Disney? No, it's not.
No, Shrek is DreamWorks.
Shrek is DreamWorks. What's your favorite movie?
Oh, wait, sorry. I forgot that we were recording.
What are we whispering about?
Favorite movie is...
I think...
Decide for her.
She usually likes listening to the Lion King soundtrack. Is that your favorite one?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it... Didn't you say it was Snow White once?
No.
Oh, no, that was someone else. Okay, so Natalie's favorite is The Lion King as well, because she has good taste.
Because she has good taste. You're saying I don't have good taste?
Yes.
Well,
but I'm Frozen. Right.
Seth, I don't think anyone will even mention your... I'm sorry.
How am I supposed to let it go?
That was really good.
I'm laughing because of how sad your jokes are.
That was actually good, though.
You guys have no life. You're laughing over some Frozen jokes over a Frozen Disney movie made for 5-year-olds.
We are girls. What's wrong with it?
Huh?
Nothing.
Am I allowed to like a girl movie? Am I not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 2021.
Just wait a second. I'll be back in a second.
Where'd she go?
I forgot that she can do that. She can just turn off her microphone.
She's typing. I don't know what she's typing. Anyway, Seth.
Yeah.
Why do you like Frozen so much?
Well, because then I have an excuse to not do my homework because my computer is frozen.
I don't know if you guys have seen the joke, but
I'm
it's like,
back.
Shh, I'm explaining a joke.
Hey.
I don't know if you guys have seen the joke, but it's like this guy, he's like, he has his laptop and he's like, I was going to watch something, and he's like, but it's frozen. He's got like frozen on his laptop.
Oh,
and then he goes to his TV. He's like, oh, that's all fine. I'll just go watch it on my TV. And he's like, but that's Frozen 2. And he's got Frozen 2 open on his TV. It's real funny.
It's not actually that funny. Okay, so the most popular Disney movie, I googled it, and it's Endgame, Avengers, and then Star Wars.
I forgot those were Disney.
And
they're
then
Disney classics.
Avengers, Infinity War. But then the actual, like, the type
classics.
Of Disney that we're actually doing is, like, Lion King and stuff. And so Lion King is the most popular Disney movie other than Infinity War, Endgame, and Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens.
Star Wars, The Force Awakens wasn't even that good. Why? Why did that on the list?
I haven't seen any of the Star Wars, so I have no...
Yeah, we talked about this last show. She's a monster.
Okay. Oh, actually, what is the most watched Disney movie ever? Overall, the world's most popular Disney film is Frozen with 1.9 million
yes!
Google searches globally every year since it's launched. So, there's two different answers. One's The Lion King and one's Frozen.
Why do you search up Disney classics?
Well, I can't be bothered, so no.
Fine.
And what is the most hated Disney movie? A Goofy movie.
Goofy movie? I haven't even seen
Pocahontas.
That. Oh, they're like real
Pocahontas.
Old.
I can't speak English.
I can speak it, and I've only seen one.
They're really
Pocahontas.
Old, like 1995.
That's not a bad movie. I like that movie.
And then there's another one in
do you know the
1973.
You know when The Lion King came out?
When?
I don't know.
And the most popular Disney princess is Rapunzel.
I thought it was Cinderella.
Shouldn't we be saving this for the fact of the day?
Yes, Skylar.
No, I've got actual
introduce
facts
song,
for that.
Introduce the song, Skylar.
Why don't you do it?
I don't know what
Caleb.
Song is.
Well, too bad. This next song is The Circle of Life from the Lion King soundtrack by Carmen Twilley and Lebo M. Enjoy.
Enjoy it.
Know my English.
More to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than
can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the sun.
Thank you to Collingwood General Store on the spot for sponsoring this amazing radio show.
That you should listen to every week because we're amazing.
Wait, we're not every week though.
Sponsoring. Yes, we are. We have a replay every week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do they no, this is off topic. We'll get back to this later.
Thank you guys. Thanks for sponsoring
us. You guys are awesome. Anyone and everyone listening should go and visit them and like say hi, maybe give them some money or buy something.
Yeah, just
either one of them to chuck some money at them. They'll be happy.
Kind of sus.
If you have just joined us, you're tuned into Fresh FM and this is Radio Club. Apart from streaming live to the planet, Fresh FM is also broadcast on the following frequencies: 107.2 Nelson Central Business District, CBD, 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 95.0 in Takaka, and 88.9 in Blenheim. This next.
He bumped the table.
Sorry. Go on.
This next song is When Will My Life Begin from Tangled by Mandy Moore. Enjoy.
I've never seen Tangled.
You're wrong.
Maybe sketch, take a climb towards rest, and I'll be breathing. lights will appear just like they do on my birthday each year. What is it like out there where they glow now that I'm older? Mother might just let me go.
Show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Now I'm in a whole.
Whole New World from Aladdin. Who's it by?
By Leah Sanglo and Brad Kane.
Nice.
Nice.
Cool. So what have we got? Yeah. We've got a game, right?
Yeah, we have a Disney quiz.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, because if you didn't realize already, or you haven't been listening to the whole show, this is a Disney-related one, because we kind of ran out of ideas, and it's like one of my favorite topics ever. Okay.
Stop.
Well, what do you think I'm doing?
Starting.
What year did Disneyland open? Seth, go away.
I can't answer this one. I've already
memorized. Is it in the 90s?
Yeah.
95.
Very close. 1955.
It's not in the 90s then, is it?
No, it's not. Sorry.
That's in the 50s.
I lied. I got that wrong.
Child.
What was the name of Wendy's dog in Peter Pan?
I know.
Yeah.
Huh?
I know.
Seth, look that way.
I know. No.
Okay, move closer to Caleb.
Okay. I'm not going to move right now, otherwise it's going to make a sound on the radio. Oh, fine.
Just mute it. I don't even know who Wendy is.
Peter Pan. Though. Peter Pan, the oldest.
Isn't it Nova?
It's Nana. You couldn't even read it right.
Nana.
Mm-hmm.
For a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm not going to question it.
I thought it said Nova from when I was looking at it.
What is the name of the toy store in Toy Story 2?
It's the chicken one. Isn't it? Is it something to do with chickens?
Kind of. I guess chickens can live in it.
It's like
Oh, the logo is a big chicken or something. I can't remember what it's called.
It's Elle's Toy Barn.
Yeah, that's it. And the thing's a big chicken.
How many brothers does Prince Hans of the Southern Isles have in Frozen?
Seven.
Seth?
Six. Six. My guess is six.
Eight.
There's 12.
What the bean?
And I think three of them pretended he was invisible or something for like 2 years.
F?
Which is kind of funny. Which Full House character voices Aladdin? Do you guys know what Full House is?
Nope.
How do you not know what Full House is? That's a pretty old show, I guess.
I'm uneducated.
Steve. Steve's pretty cool.
What?
What was the name of Andy's neighbor in Toy Story?
Oh, I don't know.
Andy's
neighbor. I would get all of these.
Hang on. Isn't it like Bart? No.
Bart.
No, that's off of Simpsons.
Fart?
I don't know why I'm finding that funny.
It's Sid.
Sid. How's that close to Bart?
Well, it's like short. What are the names of Cinderella's stepsisters? I know this one off by heart. At least name one of them.
Caleb.
Seth, stop looking at it. Look towards Caleb.
Wait, did I actually get a...
Wait, no.
I see Caleb and
Jody,
then
Jodie. Joanne. Laura. Jessica.
There's only two of them.
I don't know what they're called. I'm just throwing out names.
Anastasia and...
Jessica.
Derizella.
Derica.
No.
Derica.
Drizella.
Derica.
Derizella. I can't pronounce one of their names, but Anastasia. I always remember her name.
What's the next one?
She was like... I think she was either the really nice one or the really mean one. Probably the really mean. What is the name of Ariel and Prince Eric's daughter? And Ariel.
I know, absolutely.
Oh, this is
Disney.
Princess Melody. I don't think they said that in the actual thing.
Yeah, they didn't. Or unless there was a second one that I don't know about.
Okay. Wait. Which Disney princess sings Once Upon a Dream?
I know the song. I don't know what movie it's from.
Think. You might know.
Once Upon a Dream. Oh, Snow White, is it? Because she falls asleep.
Mm-mm.
It's a dream.
What other princess falls asleep?
Beauty and the Beast, right? No, Rapunzel. Is it? She falls asleep in a tower.
That's the wrong princess. She's locked in a tower.
Oh, so she falls asleep.
One of the it's literally in one of her names.
She's Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, Aurora. Only how do you guess?
Yeah, I think that's smart, jeez.
I'm surprised you actually know some, because you say that all the time that you can't sit down and watch movies.
No, I can't.
Okay, what were Mickey Mouse's first ever spoken words? This is a really common phrase of his.
Hi, I'm Mickey Mouse.
No.
Come to my clubhouse.
No, what is it actually?
Hot dog.
Hot dirty dog.
Oh, that's right, because of the intro of the... No, I'm not even going to...
How do you know that?
Stop, don't question.
What does Hakuna Matata mean?
It means no worries.
Good.
For the rest
if you didn't
of
know that,
day.
I would have been really disappointed.
And plus, we've played it on the show so many times.
Means no worries.
Go.
It's the best song ever. What are the seven? What's the names of the seven dwarfs in Snow White?
I knew this was going to be one of the questions.
Can you at least name some of them?
I've never seen Snow White.
I
don't like you.
I've seen this part. I walked into the living room and they were playing this.
What are their names?
I don't know.
Do you at least remember one of them?
Derek. Josephine.
No, they're like names of like...
Joseph.
What are their names?
Their names are kind of like... Some of them are to do with moods.
Happy.
Angry.
Happy is one of them.
Angry.
Sadness.
Depressed.
Joy.
Okay, no.
Anger.
There's one disgust. That's about anger. That's Inside Out.
Mad.
It's the same movie, isn't it?
Mad.
No, what's like a name that ends with Y for angry? No, it's...
But
you call me this
unhappy.
Sometimes. No.
Grumpy?
Yeah. Happy,
right.
Grumpy. There's one that does
sad.
A lot of this. No, there's no sad. There's one that does a lot of this.
Food. Eat. Is his name Eat?
No, it's something to do with a need that you also have, like, you know, the...
Breathe. Is he called Breathy?
No, Maslow's...
Pyramid of Needs.
Yeah,
Eat.
eat, oxygen, and...
Sleep. Sleepy. Yeah. Dozy.
You're sleepy. And one of them... So when you, like, really like someone, your face goes pink around them?
Yeah. Blush. Blushy.
Yeah, but what's another word for blushing? Well, like, blushful.
Blushes. Blushy. Like the.
It starts with a B, yes, but it's not blush. Bah.
You're great at this.
No, I aren't, mate.
Bashful. Sneezy, dopey, and doc.
Dopey?
Mm-hmm.
I said drowsy or something. Drowsy, didn't I? It's a Pokemon. What? Anyway, what's the next question?
How many fingers does Mickey Mouse have?
Four.
Three.
Well, you're both right. Three and a thumb or four?
Three and a thumb, like I said.
I'm an expert with Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
Yeah, you are.
Genie was stuck in the lamp for how many years before Aladdin found him?
1,000.
You would have got it right if you said the first one.
Oh, frick.
Really loud.
Was it 10,000 years in there?
Yeah. Who was Mufasa's trusted advisor in The Lion King?
Oh, Zazu.
Yeah.
Zazu's my favorite. That's the only reason I know that.
Yes. Yes. Who was the fashion designer in The Incredibles?
What's her name? Mode.
Yeah, something Mode.
Lena Mode?
No.
Oh, come on. I watched this over the weekends in my room.
She's awesome. I think she's a girl.
Yeah, she is. Alina Mode?
Close.
Ina Mode?
Very close.
Frick.
Like, yours is, like, nearly exactly on. It's just missing one letter in between the E and A.
Enola Mode?
No.
Enola?
No, it's in between the E and the A. E and the N.
Wait, what did I say before?
Ina.
Ina Mode, something like that.
E.
E something in A. Edna.
Ah, I knew that. I was just testing you.
Angelina Jolie brought which Disney villain to life? I used to love this movie.
I can't remember. Sorry.
Maleficent.
From what?
From the cartoon. No, Maleficent is
in
Sleeping Beauty. And,
I haven't seen that. So.
The real life version, Angelina Jolie does a really good job playing.
Oh, interesting.
Which Disney princess attended Elsa's coronation day in Arendelle? This is like Easter egg, yeah. And everyone noticed it, and it's really cool.
I didn't notice it.
You're you. And you say you notice things. He calls me a
movies. The last time I watched,
he calls me oblivious a lot of the time.
Well, the last time I watched Frozen was 3 or 4 years ago.
Just guess Frozen some Disney was princesses. Like a month
ago. Yo, Snow White, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty.
You've said her name quite a few times during this show.
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Rapunzel. You see her and Flynn Rider. But her hair's short.
Like, that's right. I remember. I watched
an Easter egg video. And they're walking in.
I remember.
And it's really cool. It's like an Easter egg. We'll do a few more.
You sound so dead inside.
What?
Yeah, you do.
Hello. Is that better?
Speak like that.
Do I sound like an Australian?
Please keep on speaking like that.
I feel like I sound like an Australian if I speak like that. Hello, mate.
You're just missing one thing, but I'm not going to say that.
Go on.
Nothing.
Who is Goofy's son?
Not so Goofy.
Goofy. Is this off Mickey Mouse?
Yep. It's this the dog, the tall dog.
Oh, the tall dog.
It's Max. Or Maximilian Goof. Max for short.
I obviously haven't watched it that much then.
Nope, obviously not.
What was the first Pixar movie?
Was it Cars?
Nope.
It's the only Pixar movie I know.
No, you know another one.
Wall-E? Is it Wall-E?
No.
No, Wall-E is too... It looks good. Too good to be old.
Wait, is it like before the year 2000 was it made?
I'm not sure. It's just the first Pixar movie.
What is it?
Toy Story.
Is it really Toy Story?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The Toy Story looks too good to be that old. How old is it?
How old is Crush in Finding Nemo? Crush is the turtle.
Yeah, he's
the
really cool gangster one. 112 or 120.
Very close now.
Does it have a two in it?
No.
It's 100 and something, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's 115.
Nope.
It's 116. 170.
150.
How is that close?
Well, you were in the hundreds, and it was closer than you were going to get.
Everyone, he's a turtle. Of course he lives over 100. And he's a father. Like, what do you mean?
And he's still young.
Yeah, I know.
What is the name of Sleeping Beauty's prince? I don't like this dude, but what is
prince
his name?
Prince Charming, is it? No, I probably got
that's
that correct.
That's from Shrek.
That's from Shrek.
Can we do a Shrek quiz?
Yeah, can we please do a Shrek quiz?
We can do a Shrek quiz for our next game.
Yay.
You guys sound really happy about
yes,
that.
Yes, I am very happy.
You didn't actually sound that happy, though. You're like, yay.
Well, I'm very happy about it.
Okay, well, what's his name?
Lord Farquaad.
Now you're just naming Shrek characters.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's Prince Philip.
Oh. It's like a young version of Prince Philip.
Yeah. And an alive one.
Yeah, what's the next one?
I've watched Shrek so many times.
Donkey.
Pongo what? And Perdita originally had how many puppies in 101 Dalmatians?
101.
Originally, how many did they have?
100. 99. 98. 97.
96, 95,
94. They had
15.
Oh.
We would have got there eventually if you just let us count.
Yeah, that would have been such a great, fun time, guys.
And then we would have lost probably all of our viewers, listeners.
Go on, what's next?
We'll do one more.
Yep.
All you need is a little faith, trust, and what else?
I feel like that's off of
Matata.
It's off Peter Pan.
Faith, trust, fairy dust, pixie dust.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Pixie dust.
Ah, I'm so smart.
I was gonna say it's off of a Disney movie, but then I realised, isn't this what this show's off based off?
Okay. This next song is "Let It Go" from Frozen by.
You're gonna make me cringe.
Idina.
My favourite.
I can't read. Idina Menzel, I think.
That's gonna make me cringe when we listen to this.
Enjoy.
I'm gonna love this.
White on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No light, no road, no rules for me. Thank you.
bothered me anyway.
Thank you so much to Colonial General Store on the spot for sponsoring our radio show.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are awesome. Anyone and everyone listening should go and say hi. Maybe chuck
throw
them
some
money.
In the face. I mean,
what?
But do it in a nice way if you're going to throw it at them. Be like, there you go, you're welcome.
Don't do that. It's COVID.
Do an elbow thing. You know how the high fives?
Yeah, that elbow. What are they called? I'm really loud. I'm sorry.
Guys, you need to calm down a bit.
And you guys should go visit them.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay. If you have just joined us, you're tuned in Fresh FM, and this is Radio Club. Apart from streaming live to the planet, Fresh FM is also broadcast on the following frequencies: 107.2 Nelson Central Business District, CBD; 104.8 Nelson Tasman; 95.0 in Takaka; and 88.9 in Blenheim.
And yes, we have fact of the day, right?
Yes, we have multiple facts of the days.
It's all Disney related.
I think she's searching for them. I don't think she
has them organized. I had them organized yesterday.
She did, but then she probably was clumsy and pressed the X.
Go away.
Or her colorblindness.
I'm not colorblind.
So that 17% test was fake.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The actors who played Mickey and Minnie Mouse were married.
You should be honest, I'm not surprised.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah, so the actor who gave Mickey Mouse's voice for more than 30 years was married to the actress who voiced Minnie. In an interview with Variety, Taylor said they met in a hallway when she was on her way to work on the 1988 TV special Totally Minnie. Years later, they began dating, and the cartoon romance soon became real life. The pair was married almost 20 years until he died in 2009. I didn't know Mickey Mouse died.
Mickey Mouse has always been dead.
No, he only died
in 2009.
Man, cats have a problem,
yeah,
don't
they? I would have been only like 3? No. I would have been 2 when he died.
Do you think he died from a cat?
I would hope not. He's like a giant mouse. Like, really big mouse.
Aren't mouses supposed to be small?
Mice.
Rabbits.
What's the word?
Plural.
Plural, that's it. Walt Disney kept live animals on the set of some of his productions. Part of reasons why Walt Disney's films were so successful was that the animator was incredibly dedicated to getting things right. To make the animals in his films as realistic as possible, he often brought live animals into the studio. During the production for Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, live rabbits, skunks, and horses were brought in from the animators for the animators to study.
Sheesh.
Similarly, two fawns roamed around during the production of Bambi. Ignore my English.
I wish I was there during Bambi's filming. It's probably one of the only Disney movies I actually like love.
I hate that movie so bad, it's so sad.
My mum cries through every time we used to watch it.
What movie?
I just find it Bambi. Sad.
I don't know why you guys find it so sad. I found it sad once.
The Walt Disney Resort is almost the same size as San Francisco.
Damn. What?
The Florida Resort, which covers nearly 440 square miles, is only 10 square miles smaller than the Boston city of San Francisco. That is also the size of 2 Manhattan Islands for comparison. Disney in Ahim, California, is only 85 acres or 0.13 square miles.
Holy
Florida,
nuts.
Florida. I know who lives in Florida.
Florida.
Florida man.
Florida. Florida? Did I say it wrong?
Florida.
Yes, you did say it wrong.
Florida.
That's why I tried
Florida.
To bring it up.
Florida. Florida. Florida.
Now I'm self-conscious about how I speak.
I always am. You guys always mimic my voice.
And yeah, so that's why we shouldn't be missing out on English. Ignore that.
Dropbox is full. What does that mean?
It means that the online drive is full. Just ignore that and just continue with the facts.
I've done heaps of facts. I've done like 5.
3 is not 5.
No, I did 5.
You did 3.
1. Oh, no, I skipped 2.
I did 5, but I skipped 2.
No, because I was at number 6, so I thought I had done 5, but turns out I skipped 2.
Anyway, well, thanks for those facts. I've walked across. I've walked across Manhattan Island, and it takes a long time. So if it's twice the size of Manhattan Island, I don't want to go.
I do.
Yeah, because you're an old child. Anyway, play the next song.
Okay. Excuse me.
What?
You said it wrong.
Just next song.
This next song is Prince Ali by Will Smith. Enjoy.
It's amazing.
A brand new star. Oh, come be the first on your block to meet his eye. Make way, here he comes. Ring bells, bang the drums. You're gonna love this guy, Prince Ali. Fabulous, he Ali Ababwa. Show some respect, boy, genuflect. Down on one knee. Now try your best to stay calm. Brush up your Friday salon. Then come and meet his spectacular coterie. Strongest 10 regular men, definitely. He's faced a galloping horde, 100 bad guys with swords. Who sent those groups to their lord? Why, Prince Ali. Fellas, he's got 75 golden cats. Not a lady. What is that?
Because he's got 50.
When it comes to exotic type mammals, everybody help me out.
Because you, it's a world-class menagerie.
Prince Ali, handsome is he, Ali Ababa.
That is sweet, how can I speak? Weak in my knees, yummy boy.
So get on out in that square. Adjust your belly for her. To donkey growl and stare at Prince Ali.
He's got 95 white virgin
monkeys. He got some monkeys, a bunch of monkeys.
He's new and he charges no fee. Got 10,000 servants and monkeys. Hard to work for the gold, but we're not serving it. They're just out here in loyalty to our man, Prince Ali.
We're waiting for you. We're not going till you go. You can do it. There it is,
Prince Ali.
People is why he got all cute and got by.
With 60 elephants, so
for real?
There's a lion to rush and for.
What?
40 acres, make it work for a big way. For Prince Ali.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no peasant craze.
It means no worries for the
rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. Why, when he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma like a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind. And oh, the shame.
What's it say?
What a change in my name!
Oh, what's in a name?
And I got downhearted!
How did you feel?
Every time that I...
Hey, Pumba, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing praise.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yeah, sing it, kid. It's our problem free.
Hakuna Matata.
That was Hakuna Matata by, from The Lion King by Nathan Lane, Irene Sabella, Jason Weaver, and Joseph Williams. I feel like I've already... No, that was from the Circle of Life.
Thank you so much to Collingwood Journal Store on the spot for sponsoring our radio show. We couldn't do it without you.
Why did you say that so fast and like?
Because...
Okay, Caleb has a weird... Caleb does this weird thing where wherever he's on radio, his voice gets deeper.
I don't do it on purpose. I don't do it on purpose.
Okay. And it sounds weird to me because it's not what he usually sounds like.
But it sounds weird to me when I get edit my own videos and stuff as well.
Well, it sounds very different. But anyway, yes, thank you.
Collingwood General Store for sponsoring our radio
show. Yeah, you guys are really awesome. Everyone and anyone listening should go and say hi, throw some money at them maybe in a nice way, and maybe buy something.
Yeah. Anyway, this next song is Shiny, and who's it by?
It is by Jermaine Clement. It's on Moana. Enjoy!
From Moana.
Well, Tamatoa hasn't always been this glam. I was a drab little crab once. Now I know I can be happy as a clam, because I'm beautiful, baby. Did your granny say, listen to your heart? Be who you are on the inside. I need few words to tear her argument apart. Your granny lied. I'd rather be shiny like a treasure from a sunken pirate wreck. Scrub the deck and make it look shiny. I will sparkle like a wealthy woman's neck. Just a sec, don't you know? Fish are dumb, dumb, dumb. They chase anything that glitters. Beginners. And here they come, come, come to the brightest thing that glitters. Fish dinners. I just love free food. And you look like seafood. Little Maui's having trouble with his look. Your little semi-dummy mini-god. Ouch, what a terrible performance. Get the hook.
Get it?
You don't swing it like you used to, man. Yet I have to give you credit for my start. And your tattoos on the outside. For just like you, I made myself a work of art. I'll never hide, I can't, I'm too shiny. Watch me dazzle like a diamond in the rough. Strut my stuff is so shiny. Send your armies, but they'll never be enough. My shell's too tough. Now where am I? You can try.
Well, that was an amazing song.
No, I just put my Galaxy Buds on and listened to other stuff. I don't like that song.
That was a great
Why
song.
Why are you always so close to the microphone? Like, what? You're literally sitting back on your...
Versus you. Versus you, so that's far away from the microphone.
You're sitting like, back on the hinges of your chair.
Yeah, is this better?
You're going to fall over and I'm going to laugh so hard.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, guys, okay. It's our time to say goodbye. As you know.
Bye-bye.
We miss you guys. We need the airplane sounds.
Okay.
I hope you guys... I hope you guys liked this... I hope you guys like this type of recording, like this Disney theme show and everything.
We might do more themes in the future.
Possibly, if you guys like it. And
we should do Christmas.
Maybe not Disney themed, because it probably is more adults than children, but like...
We're children.
We just Christmas. Thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. Goodbye.
And tune in next
time.
Bye-bye. Maybe.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Media Project. Other great podcasts from Fresh FM are available through the accessmedia.nz app or our website freshfm.net.